I'm Andrew Schneider on 92.1 KRLS here with the Pingle sisters, Kiki and Annika, who I followed in high school, now are deep into their college track and cross-country careers. Kiki, I'll start with you as a senior coming up at Central College. You missed out on the outdoor season, of course, this past spring. What was your initial reaction when everything went down in March and kind of the changes you had to adjust to? And what has life been like since then, getting prepared for your final year in college?
Well, definitely initial reaction to outdoor season being canceled was disappointed. I mean, you always want the opportunity to go out and improve, and the chance for that to be taken away was definitely disappointing. But for me, in my scenario, I was kind of just coming off healing from a shin injury and competed at indoor conference and was kind of preparing for outdoor, but, you know, probably still wasn't 100%. So really, it was almost best case scenario. I mean, I got a few extra months of rest and to just kind of fully recover my shin and let it heal the way it needed to without pushing it or pushing for another season. So over the last few months, you know, I've definitely taken it, taken training a lot slower just to make sure that, you know, I'm fully healthy 100% for senior season. So that's what I've been up to, just getting my body prepared for the season to come, whatever that looks like.
And then, Annika, for you, you kind of do two sports. So you had your cross-country season, had the indoor season for the most part, and things got halted before you were able to make the transition to outdoor as well. Talk about what it was like back in March when everything went down and what you've been doing, especially knowing that it seems like you're going to have competition coming up as soon as this fall.
Yeah, my initial reaction was also disappointment. More like, I know competition-wise, that was going to be something that was going to be hard to miss, but I think mostly it was, like, team-wise. Like, you're just like, oh, it's going to be weird, you know. I don't get to see my teammates for a lot longer, and don't have to have that team aspect anymore. And so that was definitely hard. But also with Kiki, when I got to come home, and at home, training here is great. Like, I have my dad. I had my sister and my brother at one point training at the same time, so honestly, I kind of saw it as a good thing. I got some really good training in this summer. At first, kind of started with, since I didn't have an outdoor season, training kind of started with just track, like making it look like I had an outdoor season, acting like I still had one. And then the past couple of months now have been training for cross country, getting more into the transition of that. And it's been really good so far, actually.
Well, and Kiki, to Annika's point, maybe a little bit different. And I know that you're spending a lot of your summer away from Pella, but I imagine in that initial time you had Annika back, which was different probably from where it had been a few years. And the two of you were pretty close in terms of age and in teams growing up. Yep. In high school. What was it like to kind of reunite a little bit and be able to train together again, considering the circumstances?
Like you said, I mean, we've spent so much time training apart, you know, we haven't really trained together since high school. So getting that chance to train together was definitely special and something that I definitely cherish, because, I mean, it was something that probably isn't going to happen for a long time again. And, you know, there's no one like your sister, and even Jordan was home for a little bit, and like your brother. I mean, they kind of, you push everyone when you're not motivated to go, you know, your other two siblings are going to go work out. So, you know, you kind of got to lace up your shoes and go with them. And it's good to push you in when times that you don't want to go train necessarily.
Well, and I know your mom pretty well now over the years, and I know she was very excited to have both of you together again. You know, Annika, you're kind of in an interesting part of the sport where in the fall you're preparing for one, and then in the spring you're preparing for another, and there's already some kind of chaos coming up with the schedule. How are you going into this upcoming season knowing that you're probably going to have some competition in the fall? Potential championships, though, will be in the spring. And at the same time, what you do on the track is very different than what you do in cross country.
Honestly, I'm just going to be doing the same thing that I've always been doing. You know, mindset is just like right now cross country. So I'm really focusing on that. Team wise too. So like, I just been, you know, doing what I've been to do. I don't think anything really different from it. I mean, I'm not going to like really like dwell on if there's going to be a season in indoor or outdoor. So I'm going to be doing what I've been need to be doing for cross country, stay healthy, nutrition, and just hopefully have a competition. Well, we will for cross country, but hopefully for track too.
Well, Annika, I'll stick with you for a second. You made the choice to go to Doan, so a little bit further away from home, and stepping kind of maybe even outside of your own comfort zone. What has that experience been like for you? I know I've gotten to talk to Kiki about that at Central, but what has that experience at Doan been like for you, especially going year-round and getting to know so many different people?
Oh, it's been great. Freshman year was always, you know, something new, new school. Didn't really know anybody at all. Actually, didn't know anybody at all, but it's been really good, especially sophomore year when you had like the lay of the land a little bit. I had my friend group, the team. I knew the coaches really well, and I absolutely love it there. I love the coaches. They are so good there in the team and everything. And so I love the atmosphere, and it's great competition, and our conference is really good. So yeah, it's been really fun.
Well, and Kiki, you've come up through this program and had the benefit in the multi-events group of being largely with the same group of girls and coaches now since you stepped foot on Central's campus. What are you looking forward to most about getting back together with that group again when you get back on campus for class or whatever, training, whatever it might be? And what are you hoping to accomplish with this group, especially knowing that you guys all kind of came in together as freshmen and are trying to continue a great tradition of multi-events at Central?
I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, senior season, especially, you know, have some other seniors with me in the multis, you know. We're just looking forward to a season, whatever that looks like, you know, hopefully going to nationals, whatever that looks like also. I mean, it's out of our control what it looks like in the future, but something I'm definitely looking forward to, but just getting back with them, training, whatever that looks like. I know training will look a little bit different as far as groups and how many you can be working out with, but I know that I'll still be able to work out, you know, especially Mary, you know, she's my partner in crime there. So looking forward to getting back with her and just, you know, making the most of our senior season.
Well, and with that uncertainty, Kiki, especially it being your last, I know that your sister's not dwelling on it and you're probably not too much, but knowing that indoor season even could look very different and knowing that outdoor season may not be the same, you know, how are you preparing for you know, all eventualities, so to speak, whether you're competing or not? And what are you hoping to accomplish if you do get out there on the track this coming winter and spring?
So I'm just training as if everything's going to go on the way it's supposed to. I mean, that's what you can do. You know, you want to be prepared for whatever's going to come. You know, you don't want to slack and dwell on the negative, you know, thinking, oh, it's going to get canceled anyways, because if it does, you're not going to be prepared when you step up to that starting line, you know, whatever that looks like, whatever it will be. So I'm just taking one day at a time, doing the best I can to stay healthy and go into my senior season as healthy and as strong and ready to compete as I can be.
And then Annika, what are some of your goals?
Staying healthy. It's not been a big problem so far, but also just with cross country, we're looking more just conference wise, just like maybe getting in the top two this year, team wise. And then with track, like you said, whatever it's going to look like, just getting back to nationals again, conference championship, hopefully. And yeah, just the same goals that they are every year, just trying to get better.
Well, and for some of these alumni pieces, I have been asking a little bit about your high school time. And what makes this very unique is that track had their season canceled last year, and both of you, of course, were big parts of Pella track during your time in high school. You know, when you think back to your days, we'll start with you, Kiki, and all the success and fun that you had. And then when you found out the high school season was canceled for the current group of Pella athletes, what was your initial thought about that, especially knowing girls like Caroline, who will be joining you at Central, and Elsie, who missed out on such special opportunities? Did you have any contact with them? And what was your response knowing that Pella High School, this great program, wasn't going to have a season like everybody else?
I mean, yeah, I did reach out to, I know Elsie, and, you know, my heart went out for them because, you know, back in high school, you know, state track was the competition, you know, that's everything you work for. That is kind of the capstone of, you know, your whole high school career. So knowing that that was, you know, taken away, my heart went out for them. You know, I felt a sense of empathy for them because I know that it's just something that you work so hard towards, but, just want them to know, you know, I'm so excited for them to come to Central, you know, focusing on the next step. But I know even for some of the younger girls too, I mean, it's hard for a season to be taken away no matter what year you are, because like I said, you know, you're working so hard towards a state championship, you know, whether it's individually or as a team. So the fact that they didn't get the opportunity to do that, I know they're probably disappointed. My heart goes out to them.
I imagine a similar message, Annika, especially because you're probably friends with a lot of those girls that missed out on their season.
Yeah, I actually have seen them a couple times this summer. And yeah, it was definitely, when I first heard that, it's definitely like, yeah, it's sad because, you know, you're not like in college where you can maybe get that season back, take a fifth year or something like that. And this one, just like, it's taken away for good. And especially your senior year, especially for Elsie and Caroline, that's just, it's like heartbreaking kind of, just because like you've on that training in the summer and then before and then just a couple months and then just seem to like not have it anymore. It's, sometimes it can just kind of be like, well, then like, what's the point? But I think they've also done it, like, since when I talked to them, done a good job of like really like thinking about now college and the next step for running for that.
Well, and Kiki, you kind of mentioned it. You seem very excited to have this influx of Pella girls come in. I know you're probably happy to have anybody join the team, but it has to be exciting for you to see not only the quality of girls coming in, but just the fact that these athletes here in Pella are at least giving Central a try.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like you said, I'm excited to have anyone on the team, you know, grow the team as much as possible, but to have some girls that I even had the chance to compete with back in high school, you know, that's exciting for my senior year and their freshman year. I mean, just excited to kind of rekindle that bond as athletes and teammates together. So really looking forward to it.
Well, very good. That's Kiki and Annika Pingle joining us here on 92.1 KRLS, talking a little bit about where they are in college and a little bit back at high school. Appreciate your time, ladies. Really all the best to you. Looking forward to see what you guys are accomplishing this year. And hopefully you get to compete quite a bit. And hopefully we can catch up again sometime soon. Appreciate it.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.